Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Thursday morning, February 26, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
U.S. nuclear corporation Overhoff Technologies commenced joint venture talks with drone companies and Graphiton Inc., a leader in using graphene for implantable neural probes for medical, robotic, and electrical applications. U.S. Nuclear Corp. has initiated joint venture discussions with drone companies and Graphiton Inc., a leader in graphene medical products. The company aims to supply first responders protecting cities with nuclear, chemical, and natural gas facilities. President Mr. Goldstein highlighted the importance of monitoring the new energy future and preventing chemical spills. U.S. Nuclear also plans to support Graphiton's growth and explore new funding opportunities.
Slabjack Geotechnical delivers aviation-grade airport runway concrete repair across Washington and northern Idaho. Slabjack Geotechnical specializes in delivering aviation-grade airport runway concrete repair services across Washington and northern Idaho. Their professional team offers precision lifting, stabilization, and structural reinforcement to meet the extreme requirements of modern airfields. Using engineered polymer injection systems, they ensure durability under constant aircraft and ground traffic, preventing slag movement and reducing joint deterioration. Contact Slabjack Geotechnical for long-lasting airport concrete repair solutions. Avion Tech to participate at Verticon 2026 with special MRO aviation promotion. Avion Tech, a leader in test equipment for civilian and military markets, will showcase new aviation MRO products and offer exclusive promotions at Verticon 2026. The event, held from March 9th to 12th in Atlanta, GA, brings together industry professionals to discuss vertical aviation solutions. Avion Tech's booth will feature Labrasab products like the ARTS 7630 series, offering show-only discounts, bundle promotions, and technical consultations to enhance testing productivity.
Celsius Technology launches ERP Next implementation model to automate manufacturing operations for mid-sized firms. Celsius Technology has launched an ERP Next implementation model to automate manufacturing operations for mid-sized firms. This workflow-driven deployment unifies production, procurement, inventory, and finance into a single system, reducing coordination delays often seen in mid-sized manufacturing. Solvios embeds ERP Next into day-to-day operations, connecting sales orders, production cycles, inventory movements, procurement approvals, maintenance schedules, and accounting for improved efficiency and responsiveness.
Bardoll selects Intershop to unify global B2B commerce operations. Bardoll has selected Intershop Communications AG to unify its global D2B commerce operations. The International Industrial Group aims to replace fragmented legacy platforms with a single, scalable solution to drive growth and digital transformation. The phased rollout will start with Bardoll Industry, followed by key divisions like automotive, marine, and heavy duty, focusing on customer-specific B2B processes and ERP-driven architecture.
Steyr Motors earnings call invitation on the publication of the FY 2025 annual report on Friday, March 6, 2026 at 9:00 CET. Steyr Motors AG will host an earnings call on March 6, 2026 at 9:00 CET to discuss the FY 2025 annual report. CEO Julian Cassutti will present the financial results and business outlook, followed by a Q&A session. To participate, register at the provided link. The presentation will be in English. Steyr Motors AG is a global leader in specialized engine production for defense and civil applications.
Rock Breaks Fairchild Gold TSX-V FAIAR OTCQB FCHD Frankfurt Y4Y receives updated NI 43-101 technical report for Golden Arrow Project. Fairchild Gold Corp. announced receipt of an updated NI 43-101 technical report for the Golden Arrow Project by Respec of Reno, Nevada. The report supports the company's acquisition of the property and its development under Canadian reporting standards. Fairchild Gold focuses on mineral exploration in North America with properties like Nevada Titan and the Carlin Queen Project. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Biomed News Breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited receives expanded IIA grant support for robotic aseptic fill-in-D finish platform. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Limited has received expanded support for its robotic aseptic fill-in finish platform project. The Israel Innovation Authority approved the project, allowing the company to utilize a grant budget of NIS $5 million over 2 years. This non-dilutive funding supports the acquisition and validation of a fully automated robotic arm system aligned with EU GMP Annex 1 standards, with validation targeted for the third quarter of 2026.
Network news breaks. ES Gold Corp. engages Axino Capital to expand European investor outreach. ES Gold Corp. has engaged Axino Capital GMB to enhance its European investor outreach. The marketing services agreement aims to boost visibility and distribution of company news among retail and institutional investors in German-speaking financial markets. Axino Capital, based in Germany, will leverage its investor network and media platforms to strengthen ES Gold's presence, supporting the company's strategic goals.
Trilogy Metals Inc.'s NYSE American NQVMQVMS Advantage. Why geology still drives modern metal supply. Trilogy Metals Inc. highlights the VMS Advantage, showcasing the importance of geology in modern metal supply. Their Arctic project in Alaska's Ambler Mining District boasts significant mineral reserves, supporting a feasibility stage development plan. With the Upper Kobuk mineral projects encompassing a vast area, Trilogy Metals continues to explore potential polymetallic discoveries, emphasizing the significance of volcanogenic massive sulfide deposits in driving mineral-rich districts.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.